Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Hey, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
All right, on Monday night, here we go. Welcome in. It is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Appreciate everybody hanging on from Redbird Rush Hour. That was a fun show that we did over the last hour. Kevin Wheeler, Bernie Miklas, and myself. And now I've got you for the next 2 hours. I'll take you till 8 o'clock tonight. And we're doing mostly Cardinals baseball. And I feel like we're kind of at a point right now with this team where, well, first off, there's a lot of things to assess. We got into many of them during the Redbird Rush Hour. We certainly did not get into all of them, and we will continue down those different narratives, those different conversations. We will have those as we move along. But we got a few other things to get into. Dan Reardon's going to join us at about 7:35. We'll talk U.S. Open golf with him. But outside of that, it's Cardinals baseball. No disrespect meant to City. They played to a tie against the LA Galaxy over the weekend, which was not great because the Galaxy have been terrible, but Klaus was incredible. Got the first hat trick in the history of City, so that was cool. He was named basically the player of the week. They call it like player of the match day or something like that. The MLS does, but basically player of the week. That was announced today. So really cool performance for him, but basically today we're talking Cardinals baseball. We welcome in your phone calls, your text messages, your tweets, and your chats on the video stream. That, I always say chats. That doesn't make sense. You can comment in the chat on the video stream. That'd be the better way to say that if I want to use English words that actually make sense. So if you want to call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. Tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or like I mentioned, you just leave a comment in the chat, whether you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. And we will get to those as we go along through the couple hours. Look, it was a disappointing weekend. Absolutely, 100%. There's no way around it. And this is where, you know, it's funny because baseball is a sport where you play 162 games. So every game in its own right is worth one of 162. So no single game actually has that much value. But sometimes when you divide up the season, there are games that feel like they have a little bit more value. And the narrative about this team would be completely, completely, completely different if they would have found a way to win one more game against the Brewers. They lost 3 out of 4. If they would have split the series, you would have said, you know what? I mean, you take it. Split the series, a 4-game series on the road against a divisional opponent, you'll take it. They lost the second game of the series on Friday 3-2. They lost yesterday by a 3-2 score. Yesterday, to me, is the one that is a little bit frustrating more so than the other because You had a lead in the game that you were unable to hold on to. To be fair, it was a short-lived lead in the top of the fourth inning. The Brewers answered with a couple runs in the bottom of the fourth. Christian Yelich hit a home run very quickly, where that 1-0 lead really did not last very long. But you did have a lead that you were unable to hold on to. And then, yeah, I always, this is one of those things that I kind of sit on the fence on, because I don't want to be dismissive of a team, and this is very much part of the Cardinals' DNA this year. I don't want to be dismissive of a team that never gives up, always fights, always finds a way to make it interesting in the ninth inning. That's a really good trait to have. I appreciate, not only do I appreciate about this team, I love that about this team. It's one of my favorite things about the 2025 Cardinals. I think it's filled with a bunch of dudes who really care and really want to win, and they're not going to give things away, especially late in the game. I say all that to say this. Man, you got to score a run in the ninth inning yesterday. You got to score a run in the ninth inning. I love the fact that you got the tying run on at second, eventually got them all. Like, but you got to score that run. You have to score that run. And this is, this is not a, I didn't do the postgame show yesterday. Joe Pott did. I didn't listen yesterday, so I don't. Kyle, you were in. Did Joe get any, was there any like pushback on like Walker should have been bunting or anything there in the ninth inning? Was that something that was coming in?
No, not many people were commenting, but to be fair, it was Father's Day.
That is true.
I figured it was just a bit of a slower postgame show because of that.
Like, I would have disagreed with that vehemently. Like, no, but you got to get that runner over.
Yeah.
You have to get the runner over.
Someone did suggest that that Walker should have either been pinch hit for, or like right before the show ended, someone said, could Walker have bunted? But even John and Ricky said that's not happening on the broadcast.
No, you're not. And that's where one of the most frustrating parts of this season exists, because, and we talked about it in spring training, we talked about it when the season got started, and it's so flipping hard to like assess this team and assess the decisions that are being made, because if you don't bunt in that situation, and again, I am team don't bunt. I no matter what the scenario is, I'm not bunting. But let's go to like this make-believe world for a second, where bunting there actually gives you a better chance of winning, which I don't think it is. But let's pretend for a second that it does. If you do bunt in that situation, well, then you are doing what you need for the right now. But if you don't bunt in that situation, you're giving Jordan Walker the experience and a big at-bat late in the game. So I was about to say darned if you do, darned if you don't. It's the opposite of that. It's all good if you do, all good if you don't. Like, there's no, whatever decisions that's being made, you can say, well, it's so they have the opportunity. Or you can say, well, they're trying to win the game. Again, really terrible example on my part, because that is not a situation to bunt. But when it was going down, I was like, I know there's people out there. I wonder if is Joe Pott going to get the calls that I get when I'm hosting the postgame show? And darn it, Joe, you were able to avoid it yesterday. All right, there's a lot going on right now below the major leagues as well that could eventually impact the big leagues. Brian Walton from the Cardinal Nation wanted to chat with him about a few things. He's going to join us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. No Cardinals baseball. They get back at tomorrow in Chicago when they open up a three-game series against the White Sox. Very happy to welcome back on to the program. You read him. He's the owner of thecardinalnation.com. They do an amazing job covering the Cardinals minor leagues. He is Brian Walton. You follow him on Twitter at @B_Walton. Brian, always great to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, absolutely. So as the Cardinals have slumped a little bit here recently, there's been even more focus on some of these younger guys that we might see in the relatively near future this year, next year at the big league level. So it's a great opportunity to bring you in because I know a lot of Cardinals fans are asking questions. Let's start, though, with J.J. Weatherholt because he is destroying double-A pitching right now. Do you feel like we are close to seeing him get that promotion to AAA?
You know, it's an interesting time right now, Matt, because it's the final week of the first half of the season. Folks may not know the minor leagues play two halves. So the division winner in the first half plays the division winner in the second half of the first round of the playoffs. So Springfield is in a great position to win the first half, AA in the Texas League, the North Division of the Texas League. There are four games up with, I think, six to go. And certainly the leader of the offense, J.J. Weatherholt, along with catcher Leonardo Bernal, are two guys that you would think might get a chance to move up once that first half title is locked down. Of course, Weatherholt, first-round draft pick last year, hitting .323, continues to draw walks, on base .444. So 929 OPS, certainly is doing everything that they want him to do at AA. The other thing that he's done there, Matt, is that he's played a dozen games or so at second base. And that's, of course, important because the St. Louis Cardinals kind of have a pretty good shortstop right now. And so, you know, when the time does come for J.J. Weatherholt, he needs to be able to, you know, move around the infield and play elsewhere if needed.
His June is ridiculous. He's hitting .486 with a .1350 OPS. I know it's still a relatively small sample size because they've played 11 games, or he's played 11 games in the month of June. But it's not just those numbers that you gave, Brian. It's him getting better and seemingly really understanding what he has to do to have success against AA pitching.
That's right. And what the Cardinals have traditionally said is they promote players to a new level, maybe sometimes a little before they're ready. They want to see them play up to the level of their competition. And once they can play beyond that level of competition, then they show that they're ready for that next step. And certainly there's no one in the infield in Memphis that's going to block in center field in Memphis, who's going to block J.J. Weatherholt when he's ready. You know, Siani's been up and down, but, you know, Weatherholt is going to play wherever he is in the system. And certainly he looks like he's on a good track to get to AAA this year. But I also don't want to pass on talking about Leonardo Bernal. Mm-hmm. Leonardo Bernal is leading the Cardinals system with 11 home runs, a 21-year-old. He's a year younger than Weatherholt at AA as well. 40 runs batted in 46 games, hitting .300, .930 OPS. Leonardo Bernal, unfortunately for him, has the fact that he happens to be a catcher. And Jimmy Crooks, who's right behind him and leads in with 9 home runs and leads the system with 48 RBI, is the man at Memphis. In fact, here's a factoid for you, Matt. Right now, of the top 5 hitters in the Cardinals system in home runs, 4 of them are catchers. What are they going to do?
I guess it's a good problem to have at some point, but for the right now situation, it certainly creates a bit of a logjam. And if I'm going to give the June numbers for Weatherholt, I should give the June numbers for Bernal, where he's almost at the same level, hitting .432 with a .1288 OPS. So it's pretty remarkable what they are doing right now. Those two guys. Do the Cardinals, like, historically, is that something they'll do for their minor league affiliates that are rolling towards a first half or even a second half title, where they do try to hold some of their guys back maybe a little bit to help them secure that?
Well, I wouldn't say hold back, but we're talking about a week here or there. It's not that big of a deal one way or the other. And again, we have to remember that the Cardinals player development organization is all new this year.
Yeah.
From Rob Serfolio, you know, on down. So we're not really sure if, you know, if this organization is going to act like the prior one. Now, I will tell you, you know, going back 2 or 3 weeks, traditionally they had made a number of promotions over the Memorial Day period. This year they kind of spread them out, but they accomplished the same thing. There have been a number of players who have already moved up, including outfielder Joshua Baez, catcher Renio Rodriguez, and then on the pitching side, of course, Tekoa Roby just moved from Springfield to Memphis finally for the first time.
Yeah, it's so many, like, this of all the years, it feels like this is the year where I have you on. I don't know if we're gonna have enough time because there's so many different guys I wanna talk about. And you just mentioned a couple in there as well. Let's start with Baez, because this is somebody who has a top-level prospect for this team, had kind of fallen off the prospect, some of the prospect list out there, and then seemingly a breakthrough this year. Should fans view him kind of the same way, even when he had the prospect status, just based off how he's kind of found it this year?
Yeah, I think if you were to look up the term prospect fatigue, you might see Joshua Baez's picture. Now, the reality is the young man's only 22 years old, but he was drafted out of high school, but he came out of the Northeast. And we know that's an environment where they can't play ball necessarily as much as they do in the warmer areas, and it's a little harder to get a read on players. You know, good size physically, but struggled. A year ago, if we would have had this conversation, I would have said Baez looks like a washout. He actually got moved back from high A to single A last season to try to get his mojo going again. Well, this year he hit the ball like crazy at Peoria, moved up to Springfield, and continues to play well there. In fact, even better than first rounder Chase Davis, who's his teammate on that squad. Joshua Baez definitely is a guy who has put himself back on the prospect map this year.
We are talking right now with Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com. Tekoa Roby was incredible at AA Springfield this year, a 2.49 ERA over 10 starts. His first appearance with Memphis didn't go great, gave up 6 runs in 4 2/3 innings, but it's one appearance. We saw him a lot during spring in big league camp, and he was impressive there. It felt like they were maybe viewing him more, projecting him as a reliever at the big league level, and part of that was his inability to stay healthy. Has that changed at all, do you think, with what he's been able to do this season?
Well, the Cardinals have never made that statement about his future, and they don't really make that about any player. That's out speculation. But like you said, Tekoa Roby was hurt when he was acquired by the Cardinals almost 2 years ago, and he's been hurt multiple times since. Probably the most encouraging fact about Tekoa Roby is that he's stayed healthy this season, and he's gradually increasing his workload. I think the key for Roby will be, you know, he'll master AAA at some point down the road, but the key will be, will he be able to build up his pitch count and his innings deep enough so that he can be a viable major league starter? Because, you know, the major leagues don't want a guy that's going to go 5, maybe, if you know, maybe 6 innings. They want to have a guy that they, you know, have potential to go 6, 7, you know, maybe even 8 innings in that in a particular situation. And Roby hasn't yet shown that durability and that endurance. But again, he's still young, just 23. And, you know, right now he's probably the jewel of those 9 players that the Cardinals picked up 2 years ago at the trade deadline. Of course, when they traded Flaherty and Paul DeJong and all those others.
Quinn Matthews is back at Memphis. He got a little bit banged up, had to go through the rehab process. He's made two starts at Memphis in the month of June, a 2.25 ERA. We talked so much before the season getting started that this is a guy who is likely to make his major league debut this year. You kind of view him almost maybe as number seven or number eight on the starting pitching depth chart for the big leagues right now with so little available. Is he still on that track, even if it's been bumped a little bit, that we're still likely to see Matthews get to the big leagues this year?
Well, it's going to depend on the needs in St. Louis. Now, as you said, Matthews, you know, lost some time due to injury. He had some shoulder difficulty, and some of it apparently was attributed to him changing his motion and causing some problems, and that should be supposedly back on track. So the good news is he didn't have to have a procedure. He, you know, it's not something that's medically oriented. But what it affected was his ability to consistently throw strikes, which is something that Matthews has been known for in the past. The strikeouts are still there. Matthews will be fine, but, you know, a lot, frankly, is going to depend on what happens with St. Louis. As we've seen with Michael McGreevy, you know, he's in his third year at AAA. He's just done everything that he needs to do, but there isn't an opportunity for him yet. So, you know, depending on what happens with the Cardinals and the playoff race, whether they're buyers or sellers, you know, maybe an opportunity will come up for Matthews later in the year. Maybe it won't be until 2026. And I don't think, if that's the latter case is what happens, that's going to be a big problem. You know, Matthews only got to AAA very late last year after he moved through three other levels of the system last season. So, you know, this season is a time for him to continue to build up. And, you know, we'll have to see when the next opportunity opens. But, yes, to answer your question, I think, you know, he would be the next man up after McGreevy. And part of that, frankly, is because the AAA rotation has just been decimated by injuries. Ian Bedell's injured. Sam Roberts injured for the whole year. Tank Hansen is still rehabbing in the minors. Drew Rahm's on the injured list. So, you know, a lot of the guys that would be in the – and, of course, Gordon Graceffo was moved to the bullpen. So, you know, there aren't a lot of great options beyond McGreevy right now if they do need a starter.
You mentioned Tink Hens, and it's been such a start and stop with him. And a couple of years ago, he almost got to 100 innings, and you were hoping that that would be something to spring forward him. And then he dealt with injuries again last year, and it certainly happened this year as well. He's going through his rehab assignment right now. What has to happen for this guy not only to get back on a path to getting to the major leagues, but is him being a starter even you'd have to push the innings so much at this point for a guy who can't stay healthy? There's so many questions with him. Where do you assess and how do you view Tink Hens overall right now?
Well, it's kind of like Roby, but, you know, without the good health right now. You know, both of them have, you know, dealt with these injury issues and were stuck at AA for a couple of years. Now, the Cardinals actually promoted Hens to AAA this spring, but he didn't pitch after March 11th because of an injury. And, you know, he's still struggling. He's bouncing around. He's pitched, I think, rehab at three different minor league levels right now. And, you know, Tink Hens just isn't ready yet to face AAA hitters. And that endurance thing is a real issue, Matt, because, you know, you have to look at how many innings did the guy throw last year, and you don't want to, you know, double those innings or, you know, go farther beyond that and risk, you know, further injury. So these guys, it's going to take some time for them to build up. And, you know, at some point in time, I think the Cardinals are going to have to say, listen, you know, Tink Hens was drafted in the class with Jordan Walker and Mason Wynn and Alec Burleson. He was a high school guy like the first two. You know, maybe we need to make him a reliever just so we can get him to the big leagues and use him. And it certainly wouldn't be like a Jordan Hicks that you could argue was rushed to the majors. You know, Tink Hens has been in the system now for 5 years. It's you know, at some point in time, they've got to find out what they've got in him. But, you know, in all fairness, Hens has to show that he's healthy and ready to contribute. He's not yet.
To that end, and I'll wrap you up with this. Do the Cardinals need to maybe be a little bit more creative at AAA specifically with finding ways to get guys to the big leagues, whether it's taking Thomas Ajayi and putting him in the outfield or somebody else? I mean, right now you look at what's going on with the big leagues and all these spots are really taken, and there's going to be some guys, maybe, you know, Thomas Ajayi's big league ready right now, but there's not really a spot. Could the organization do more in terms of trying to get guys into other positions to create those opportunities?
I guess so. I mean, so JC has played shortstop and second base consistently. And, you know, if you look at the roster right now, most folks probably don't even remember that Jose Barrero is still on the team. He's on the bench. Now, Jose Barrero has the advantage that he can play center field as well. Sajacy would probably never be a center fielder. But the point is, if the Cardinals wanted Sajacy up, you know, they could send Barrero down tomorrow. But they might risk losing him because he doesn't have any minor league options. But neither here nor there. I don't think it used to be way back, you know, guys would make their major league debut at a position in the field in the majors. And in my opinion, that should never happen. But when you've got a Brendan Donovan on your roster, a guy that can, you know, play very strongly, a very good second base, but also play corner outfielder, you have more flexibility. I guess long-winded way of saying, even if Thomas Sajacy could play the outfield, I don't necessarily think that would have sped his return to St. Louis. And as folks probably remember, when Sajacy was up, he hit pretty well, and he's doing fine in AAA this year as well. He's kind of biding his time, you know, waiting for his turn.
Brian Walton covers Cardinals minor leagues for thecardinalnation.com. Give a plug if folks are not familiar with your website and what you and your staff do, and all the extensive coverage of Cardinals minor league baseball. Tell folks what they can expect out of your website.
Yeah, we have a 256-page prospect guide where we go into detail on about 5 dozen prospects that you can either get in PDF or printed book version. On the website, we have daily articles covering all the minor league action for free with links to the box scores. We have reporters and all the minor league affiliates. Of course, have a Wednesday podcast with Kyle Reese that's very popular where we cover the minor leagues in detail. Again, that's free as well. So there's a lot if you choose to subscribe, but there's a lot of free content there. And I hope if you do come to Cardinal Nation, you like what you see and choose to subscribe.
Again, the website, thecardinalnation.com. He is Brian Walton. You follow him on Twitter at @B_Walton. Brian, thanks as always for your time, and we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good, Matt.
Very good. That's Brian Walton joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. We've got some time for you right now. If you want to chime in on what's going on with the Cardinals, we will welcome in your phone calls, your text messages, your tweets, and, of course, your messages via the chat on the video stream. Multiple ways to get connected with the program. If you want to call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air, or as mentioned, leave a message on the video chat. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We're back at it on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We'll have a couple shows this week. We'll also have a show on Thursday because the Cardinals will wrap up their series in Chicago against the White Sox with a day game, but then night baseball Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So two sports open lines this week. Talk so much about the Cardinals not having many off days here in the month, just two of them. Well, this is the second one, so the Cardinals are going to jump right back into a really just grueling schedule of day after day after day. It was nice when they got one day off every week, but they are not in that stretch right now. The next time they are scheduled to have an off day is July 3rd, the day before the 4th of July, day before they open up a series against the Cubs at Wrigley. And that's also likely going to be a travel. Well, you know what? Actually, never mind. I take that back because they'll play in Pittsburgh on Wednesday the 2nd. That's a day game. They'll fly out of Pittsburgh that night, get to Chicago, and spend all day Thursday in Chicago with an off day on the road before they'll play that game against the Cubs on Friday, July 4th, which is going to be an afternoon game. I want to be clear on something because I've got like a complex about something where anytime I mention something that's going on with the team that is helping to contribute to the team not winning games, that it feels like I'm making excuses for the team. And that's not what I'm doing, because the bottom line on this team, and I'll say it over and over and over, is they've got to play better. They got to play good enough to win games. No matter if some stuff is going to go against you, you got to find a way to win games. Like that's the business here. That's the job. This is Major League Baseball. Your job is to go out and win games. So all that. So I am not giving them a free pass, but it does feel like. It does feel like they've had some things going against them here recently during the downturn. And that's what happens, right? Like when you're having a hard time finding wins, going along with that is you're not going to catch breaks. You're not going to find some luck. Because when the Cardinals were winning a bunch of games, they were. There was some breaks that went their way. There was some 50-50 sort of situations that went the Cardinals' way. And when you build up a winning streak or when you build up a period of time where you're winning more often than losing, sometimes you are going to benefit from some things that are just kind of more luck than anything else. And when you're in the opposite time, it's going to go the opposite way. So that's all I'm stating. It does feel like the roster has had a hard time kind of keeping up with this schedule. And we talked through coming into the month how they were going to need to utilize the entire roster. And Ali talked very openly about that. And I think they have attempted to do so. How you got to build in a few more off days for some guys because there's just not the off days built in. I mentioned this on Redbird Rush Hour today. I kind of chuckled yesterday, and not chuckled in a good way, but just chuckled in a, man, you kind of saw this coming. They finally give Mason Wynn a day off. Mason Wynn needs days off, and he ended up playing the end of the game, but they give Wynn the day off from starting yesterday. I'm sure they wanted to give him the complete day off and couple that with the off day today. They were unable to do so. But what happens? The guy that you've got at shortstop, Barrero, doesn't make a play that you feel like Mason Wynn makes, and that helps lead to a run. I know they don't love putting Ivan Herrera behind the plate, but you have to do it still. And at one point, a pitch gets by him. And I don't know if anybody stops that, but just the fact that it was Herrera back there and not Pajes makes you kind of look at it and go, okay, this roster isn't at a spot where, you know, we talk about the margin of error. Well, there's the margin of error right there for the loss yesterday. A couple plays that end up not getting made. And there's other moments as well. We talked earlier about the team not scoring in the ninth inning. It's not one thing here, one thing there. It's a bunch of things that end up leading to this team not coming away with wins. But a contributing factor is the schedule. And everybody deals with it. Everybody has a stretch just like the Cardinals are having right now. Again, that's part of Major League Baseball. That's part of 162. And just trying to navigate through this is something that has been a challenge for this team. And they get the off day today, and then they pick it up again. I wanted, let's take a break. I want to jump into – the situation on Saturday with Wilson Contreras and Reese Hoskins and everything that went down and the hit by pitches and just the way that played out, who was right, who was wrong, what went down there, how do you feel about the Cardinals' impact on that, the Brewers' impact? In fact, I'd love to take your thoughts on it. If you've got thoughts on the way things went down on Saturday when it came to all that, we will certainly welcome your phone calls and your text messages at 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, or you can leave a message on the video chat if you are watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So we'll touch on that a little bit. There, a lot went down. That was fun. That was fun on Saturday to see the way things happened. But it also was something that caught a lot of attention. So, yeah, we'll touch on it a lot more in just a moment as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
So I think it's good when you have teams that don't like each other, especially teams that see each other a lot, good teams, teams that are contending for the same sort of thing. And there have certainly been, over the years, some issues between the Cardinals and Brewers, for sure. And I'll also say this. When Wilson Contreras was a Cub, man, did I not like that guy. Man, did I not like that guy. He was so easy to not like when he was a Cub. So much so that when we went into that offseason where the Cardinals obviously and clearly needed to bring in a catcher, and we were talking about Wilson Contreras, and we were talking about Sean Murphy, and at that point in time, Toronto had like 9 million catchers, and you're like, well, you could trade for one of these guys. I was kind of anti-Contreras, all because I didn't like the guy as a Chicago Cub. And then he gets here, and it's like, oh, I like it when this guy plays for your team. This is fun. This is cool. This is the guy that you want on your team. The reason I didn't like him is the reason I like him all at the same time. So, and look, I met Wilson the day that they did the press conference with him, and I got like 10 minutes or so with him to do an interview that we recorded for this show, and just starting to get to know him a little bit at that point, like immediately, I'm like, all right, I get it. I like this guy. This is good. He's going to be a good Cardinal. And he's clearly been through a lot in his time with the Cardinals, coming in as a catcher, getting thrown under the bus, the way he handled that situation, getting moved from catcher to first base. Like, this dude's been through a lot, and all he wants to do is be a Cardinal and win games and help the team in so many ways. Love Wilson Contreras. So that takes us to Saturday. And I can tell you, as somebody who worked in Milwaukee, Brewers fans did not like Wilson Contreras as a Cub, and Brewers fans do not like Wilson Contreras as a Cardinal, and that has never been more true than right now. So that situation, the way it played out on Saturday, Contreras did take like a half step back on that play where he had the collision. I didn't think there was any ill intent there. And again, I'll be the first to say that I'm looking at this one a little bit through, you know, Cardinal covered glasses. If I'm looking at it from a Milwaukee perspective and I already don't like Contreras, maybe I do look at it in a different way. But I understood the frustration in him kind of creating that collision, but I also thought the Brewers' reaction to it was over the top. That was my point. And then we learned that Reese Hoskins is out there yelling out of the dugout, just basically trying to tell Contreras how to play first base. And that starts everything. And from there moving forward, even if Contreras was somewhat in the wrong starting on that, and I'll concede that, that's fine. Him taking that little half step back created a situation where you could have a collision, and it did indeed cause that collision. The way things went down after that was really weird. When Hoskins got hit, that was clearly not on purpose. And that I'm not stating from any color, cardinal cover glasses on this one. That was clearly not on purpose. And he got angry about it. You could see, if you watch the video, you could see him talking with Contreras over at first base, and he literally said the words, "It doesn't matter if it was on purpose or not." Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does, Reese. It absolutely does matter. And then Contreras gets hit, clearly on purpose. Jose Quintana will tell you that it's not. That the Quintana factor is another thing in this. A former Cardinal and somebody who was teammates with Contreras in Chicago, and those two guys are evidently tight. But Contreras 100% was hit by a pitch. Bad job by umpires there not to throw him out of the game either. Like, what? That was clear as day. I have seen much less egregious situations of guys being hit than that right there. So the umpires are lucky that did not turn into more. But I don't know why they didn't throw Quintana out of the game right there. That was an easy one, and they didn't do it. To see Contreras go pick up that ball and then go hand it to Quintana. You talk about showmanship in baseball at the greatest level. That was it right there. And then what happens? You get Nolan Gorman coming up to the plate, and he hits one out of there, which is what you are supposed to do in a situation like that. The other team wants to mess around with you a little bit. Go do something about it. And to bring it back to baseball, that's kind of what makes yesterday's loss that much more disappointing. Because you were hoping that was going to be the galvanizing moment that got this team rolling. And unfortunately, they were not able to get the win yesterday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.